This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Carm Capriotto, Remarkable Results Radio Podcast. Hey, we have a very interesting topic to talk to you about today, and that is Leadership 2.0 from the University of the Aftermarket. I have a great panel, and it was Alda Rodriguez that I saw at a NAPA conference. And she comes up to me and she goes, hey, we had this really cool thing with Johnny Weber. Johnny was our star. And we built our entire project for our Leadership 2.0 project around Johnny and his place and all the things that are going on inside of that world and where, how are we getting technicians and all that great stuff. So I said, wow, look, I'm a grad of this program when it was called 2010. And I actually did the math. I looked it up today, guys. I brought my binder into the studio and it was 21 years ago. And I'm still only 42. So I don't know, do the math. I was afraid to even think how long ago that was. But anyway, I had an incredible time. And there were just a few service professionals getting into it. And today, there's more service professionals like Johnny Weber from Weber's Automotive in Dayton, Ohio, that are being sponsored by their suppliers. And one of the things that comes out of Leadership 2.0 is the bonding between suppliers and manufacturers and the service professionals and how a guy like Johnny, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, sir, but did you realize how enormous the industry was when you started to meet these other people?
Yeah, I was overwhelmed. My first day in leadership, I was blown away. Yeah, it was a great experience, though. Yeah, really enjoyed it. Learned, it took a lot away from it.
So Johnny works in the family business, right?
Correct.
Dayton, Ohio. It's 80 degrees there today. He says we're buried with air conditioning work.
Absolutely.
Isn't it amazing how that happens?
Yep.
Let me introduce the rest of my panel. Alda Rodriguez, Sales Manager, Service Dealer Solutions for Epicor Software Corporations. Hey, Alda.
Hi, Carm. Thank you for having us here. Super excited.
Glad to have you here. Lindsay Maurer.
Hello.
Standard Motor Products, Pricing Manager, North American Business. I was just speaking to Ryan Koyman, your Director of Training, last night. Great guy.
Yeah, the best in the business.
Yeah, he is. He's a great guy. And Jason Caldwell is here, Director of Sales Partner at RPS Marketing.
Yes, sir.
Hey, plan to be at Apex 2023, October 31st through November 2nd. Apex will build upon the incredible success of Joe's Garage, a full 10-day working environment. If you earn your living in the auto service aftermarket, then Apex is for you. Hey, did you know that NAPA Trax has on-site training plus 6 days a week support? It all starts when a local representative meets with you to learn about your business and how you run it. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Let us prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. Find NAPA Trax on the web at NAPATRACS.com. So look, everyone, we want to attempt to tell our industry of service professionals that listen to this how you rallied around Johnny in your group, okay? Everyone gets this high-level MBA-style training for 2 weeks, but there's a week in the beginning, there's some time off, you build your project, you come back and present it. Is that still the format?
It's yep. Still the format, yes.
It's a great program. So tell me, when you saw that Johnny Weber was in your group, that you said, whoa, we can build this around Johnny. How'd that happen?
You're basically focused on professional development and looking to improve your overall leadership and organizational culture techniques, right? So this is what I had in mind when I was going into the class. And lo and behold, when we got there, you realize that there's so many industry people that you just don't realize how large this industry is and how we all connect one way or another. And we came across Johnny. Johnny was assigned to our group. And one thing that really caught our attention is, one, as you mentioned, we are starting to see more shop owners that are joining these classes, which I think it's a great thing to do. We'd love to see more shop owners joining, or even technicians joining these type of classes, because I do believe there's a lot of knowledge to be learned there and things that you don't really think about, you know, because you get so busy with your day in, day out grind. In Johnny's case, right, he was assigned to our group for the project that we were presenting at the second class. It was really interesting to hear him out and his thoughts on his experience being there. And like he said, you know, earlier, he was a bit overwhelmed and wasn't really sure what he was doing there. And then also to learn that Johnny was getting ready to transition from technician employee at the shop to a shop owner. And really just overwhelmed with the thought of everything that's coming his way, right? And just myself working specifically with the service dealers for over 20 years now, that's what I do. I work with service dealers. We work with the Epicor Service CRM product. We work service dealers, helping them with all things customer retention, marketing, management. Anyhow, so what was really interesting is that Johnny was looking for some help and basically trying to figure out how does he transition from that technician to a shop owner. And one thing that I thought about, well, Johnny, there's lots of different resources out there within the aftermarket, you know, whether it's through part suppliers or companies like ours. There's so many different resources, some that are free of charge. And we thought it would be a good idea to kind of take Johnny through a journey of, hey, listen, Johnny, let's help you identify what's out there. What type of help can you get, whether it's with branding your business, whatever it is that you need help with, then we can kind of point you and guide you through a certain direction. And ultimately for you to make decisions on what you want to do out there and what can help you. So that's how we kind of got started. It was more than anything, you know, it was just a great experience to have Johnny on board and kind of use him and help him a little bit, use him a little bit to kind of explore and learn about his challenges. And then also to help ourselves better understand his situation and a lot more people like him.
I think you nailed it, Alda. To better have the industry, the suppliers, the distribution network understand the needs of Johnny. I'm telling you guys, that's the key today. And I'm not saying that I think there's a big gap, but many of the people that work inside of the distribution and manufacturing environments know that they're making and providing stuff for the ultimate user, and that would be Johnny Weber, but they don't know enough about his or her business. And it was great that you did that.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great experience. It actually helped me understand him even furthermore as well. So it was really nice and fun to work with John.
So Johnny, I'm going to put you on the spot because that's what I like to do. So when they sat down and says, Johnny, what do you need? What did you say?
The project was to fix a problem in the aftermarket industry. And one of the big problems is the succession. And so these guys were great. I mean, huge help to me. I mean, they just opened arms to me and just helped me with everything that I was just overwhelmed with. And that first day in leadership, I was just like, I mean, I was really overwhelmed. I mean, that's the only thing I can really say is I had no idea. I hadn't heard a lot of the things, the topics that they were talking about. Just when these guys came to me and wanted to help me, I mean, it was great. Yeah. And these guys are cream of the crop. I mean, they're the best of the best. So,
I mean, thanks, Johnny.
Well, I think all of us were overwhelmed in some regard. I mean, because we're all coming at this from different points of view, different parts of the industry. So I think that we all learned something for sure. I know my head was exploding with, you know, hearing from different people as well, you know, from their perspectives and what have you.
Jason, what was your big takeaway then?
I just had a new perspective on the automotive aftermarket, hearing from buying group leaders, various suppliers, shop owners, soon to be shop owners, and the challenges that are facing all of us, you know, whether it's Johnny trying to drive business to his shop. In my role, I'm a manufacturer's rep. So I rep various lines, and my job is to sell it to the distributor who then sells it to the service dealer. And then I go out on their behalf and pull that through. And so I kind of see the business from when the product's being developed to when it's being put on the vehicle. And I hear a lot, I see a lot, and it really, going to this class, put a lot of that into perspective because you had all these different people and they're telling their story.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that too. You know, just jumping in from the manufacturer side, you know, I've been in all different aspects of automotive, and one area I didn't know a lot about, it's one area I've not worked in and one area I didn't know a lot about, was really Johnny's role. So I actually learned a lot from the service techs that were in our class and the shop owners that were in our class, just sharing the different KPIs they look at and learning from Alda, the different ways that they market out to end consumers. I thought that part was really interesting. You know, as someone that works pretty heavily in analytics and in marketing at S&P, learning how that is done at the next level in the industry was so helpful for me. That was an aspect I knew really not a lot about. And also just all the coaching companies that are out there to be supportive of technicians. I think learning about that was great. I had no idea that, you know, some of the WDs and various partners to the shops will actually sponsor people to go to this class, which I think is amazing and would love to see that more.
We need to see more of this happening. In fact, I would love to see the fact that the half of all of the participants in Leadership 2.0 are service professionals. And I have another challenge for the industry, and that is, Johnny, in your particular position here on this panel as a service professional, are we talking to our suppliers and to our manufacturers? Are we having an opportunity to go speak to VPs and regional operations people and explain to them what our challenges are? Building a great culture, finding incredible talent to work for us, the marketing that is necessary to find us a constant flow of new customers, financial, and what does a double-digit return net operating income look like, and how do you actually get it? And the training that we need to invest ourselves in, and the subscriptions. Johnny, stop me when you think I'm wrong.
No, it's tough. We are in an industry that is brutal. Yes.
You know, it's brutal to a point where if we don't pay attention to it, and we don't become a perpetual student of all those areas, and that we don't become a visionary and find the integrators that are going to lead our businesses for us, because you can't work in the bays, work the counter, work the office, manage your finances, and do marketing as an individual. You need to look for the pathway to grow your company so that you can survive beyond next year. And I think those are the learning curves. I have a friend who just recently went to one of those behind the wall meetings, the mirror thing. And it was a major company asking this service professional shop owner about the relationships that they have with their suppliers. And thank God some of the manufacturers are reaching out and listening more and then saying, what else can we do? What else can we do? Now, the supplier needs support and help. But to invest in someone to go to Leadership 2.0, I tell you, Johnny, I think you're going to look back at that, because I remember mine from 21 years ago. You're going to remember this for a long, long time, Johnny.
I think so. Yeah, I agree. I was skeptical when I was approached about going. Just, I don't have time. I'd be out of the shop for 2 weeks. That was really like on the fence. I mean, I was on the edge of just, I'll pass this over. But I'm so glad that I stuck it out and I did it. And it took so much away. And the relationships that I gained with my group, my team, and then, you know, the whole class was just so much I gained from it.
APEX 2023 is hard at work building the largest and most comprehensive expo in the nation. From vendor booths to Joe's Garage with 10 working bays, prepare to learn by doing and attending classes from some of the best and the brightest industry trainers that continually get superior rating from students. Register at aapexshow.com and choose your training classes like EVAP Diagnostics, the Analytical Test Drive, Diagnosing Keys and Immobilizer Systems, and a class on Is the Transmission to Blame? Among 30 others. Yes, APEX has the industry's top classes and trainers in a new setting this year. Also find every top industry company ready to talk with you about your business needs and career. So if you earn your living in the automotive aftermarket, then APEX is for you. Plan your 3 days around Joe's Garage and see tools and equipment in action. Register now at aapexshow.com, October 31st through November 2nd. APEX, now more than ever. Let's face it, your shop management system is the single most important tool in your shop. Period. NapaTrax was built from the ground up to make your business more profitable and efficient. We provide an extensive set of tools to increase and track profitability in real time. NapaTrax offers the industry's best post-sale support, hands down, and we train your people on site. Yep, on site. And we offer remote refresher training 10 times a week, and customer support is open 6 days a week. Give us a call, visit the website, or join our Facebook community today to learn more. We'll prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. NapaTrax is always customized and tailored for you, whether you're a one-man shop or a large multi-bay or multi-location company. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Visit us on the web at NapaTrax, that's NapaTrax.com. Let's have some fun describing this group. You called yourself the Clutch Coaching Company, right? You gave the group a name, and your main objective was to help Johnny Weber, right?
Yeah. I mean, when we were trying to figure out, every group in the class has to have a name. And so we were really just trying to figure out something fun. And You know, I think the thing that was really cool is we have every aspect of the industry, or a lot of them, covered here. You know, Jason is on the rep side. Alda, you know, is amazing with her depth and knowledge in terms of how Epicor is supporting all of the industry. I'm from the manufacturer supplier side and can provide insights there. And I think because we all had such unique pieces to the industry, we all had different areas where we said, you know what, we can probably help our service dealers in various different ways. And whether it's sending them to podcasts like yours, which I think, Johnny, you discovered Carm, maybe you were listening to Carm before the class. I'm not sure. I thought you had said you discovered it. Is that right?
Yes, after leadership. And we had, so we had the, what did we have, 6 months in between? Something like that?
About that, yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
So for me to really kind of teach myself and learn and gain knowledge, I found Carm and his whole group that he has, just a wealth of knowledge.
I thank you for that compliment. I will share it with everyone. One of the things that hit me a little bit ago was talking about the whole succession thing. And I think it was critical that you all picked up on the fact that Johnny was there and you said, oh, wow, he's going to become an owner. They probably got you even more excited to call yourself the Clutch Coaching Company, because as you discovered, the number of coaching companies we have in our industry, and frankly, look at the top 20% of our industry didn't get there without a mentor or a coach or networking. They just didn't. And they'll all admit to you on that. But when I think about all the episodes that we've done, Johnny, and I want to share this with you, I have a page on my website called Classroom, and in it are these modules of four groupings of podcasts, and I think I have a couple of groupings on succession. So you could literally just sit down with Dad, sit down with yourself and anyone else who's involved in looking at establishing what that pathway would be. Maybe those, as I group those succession podcasts together, that you may not have gotten to them, because there's some really good ones that we did like a couple of years ago. I grouped them together. So check out my Classroom page. So the project, you got together, you did the project, and then you had to present it. And that's part of the fun. Did you all share in the presentation?
We sure did. It was a lot of fun. And Lindsay has done podcasts in the past, and it was just awesome to work with her. She had some amazing ideas. But while we were having fun, it was about learning, right? And one thing that I can say about the leadership class itself is just in general, as Johnny mentioned and you mentioned at the beginning, is the networking that comes out of this. If anything, you come out learning so much from different people and watching everyone present, including obviously our project itself and helping Johnny. It was just an overall great experience. And we hope that Johnny, like you said, learned not only about different resources to include coaching. That's something that we touched on very much because obviously, like you said, you know, those successful people haven't really done it on their own. And I'm sure Johnny is on his way to be successful. Yeah, it was a lot of fun presenting this. And I think Lindsay can probably talk more to this.
Yeah, sure.
So much fun.
Yeah, when we were trying to decide, you know, the best format to present in, so you can kind of take it however you want. We had one group in class that made up a song about the aftermarket that was hilarious. There was another group that did it like a newscast. Another group did a skit to really convey all the points. We opted to actually, ironically, we did a podcast similar to this, where we were just sharing back and forth the different resources that are available out there for technicians that want to become shop owners and what is there currently. And another part of the project was, what is our call to the industry? What is the issue that we're facing as an industry? And what is the call to action? And there were actually several groups that talked about the technician and service dealer side, various aspects of that. And so as we were looking, how do we want to present? What do we want to say? You know, we just said, you know what, there's a lot of resources out there and we need to do a better job is supporting these technicians who want to take that next step. And a next step for sure to take is to go to Leadership 2.0. I thought it was awesome. And I know, Johnny, you've shared that as well. But one thing that really came out of that is us sharing all of the different resources in a podcast format. It was super fun. We've made up commercials by our, you know, I'll use the word sponsors. That were really, really just fun to make and interactive with the class. So it was a fun way to present really interesting information. Carm, you have a great job, man. You get to do this every day.
I love what I do, by the way. I don't know if you can tell, but my daughter Tracy works for me. We have a great assistant that does majority of our editing. And if I could just be in the studio for all of what I do, I would just love it. So I have this really, I just got a warm and fuzzy from you guys, and here it is. Any next project from Leadership 2.0 that wants to present in a podcast format, I will help produce it. So just tell the rest of the world, I'll sit in the background, pull the switches, pull everybody together, get the camera shots going, we'll put up your logos, And then you can present, we'll do a video and an audio for the next, whoever comes to me first, I'll do their next Leadership 2.0 thing.
We could have used you because we did have a few technical issues.
Yeah, because it's easy for me. We got this down to a damn science, yeah.
Luckily, we had a plan for those technical issues coming, so we were ready for it. So
Johnny, what's next for you besides, you want to build this succession thing? I end up still being friends with my project team from 21 years ago. I got stories to tell you. I won't even tell you here. And I still every year have coffee. His family lives in my town and he comes into town to say hello. We have coffee. 21 years. So these are incredible relationships that you end up building. Open your eyes to it.
There for sure is a bond with our team and just everybody else. Like after leadership was over, I actually went with Dave from the Master Tech from Chicago. Him and I went, and because he was meeting with the coach that he was wanting to kind of check out, that I was actually in the Raleigh area. And after everything was over, I went and we just hung out, and I would just like a fly on the wall, just watched, his interview with this guy. And it was really cool. I mean, he invited me to just come along. And so there again, just from that bond, I learned a lot from just, having that experience with him.
Johnny, share with me what you told your dad when you got back from your first session.
I mean, we initially just started making changes. I had some ideas. I had so many ideas. I'm like, let's do this different. Let's do this different. And we talked about this. And yes, I mean, he was open arms to it. And like I said, I came up with a lot of ideas. I mean, this is the only job I've ever had, so it's hard for me to kind of reach out. And I learned a lot. I learned a lot.
I got to tell you, team, he just said one of the most powerful things of this whole episode. It's the only job I've ever had. If he didn't get invited to Leadership 2.0, Johnny would still be in this little cubicle, this little box, probably six top, bottom, four sides, right? And he says, my God, it just gave me some wings. Not that he's not going to be in his box, but he's now going to be a possibility thinker, and he's got teammates inside the industry that he could pick up the phone and call.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think one thing, Johnny, you shared really early on was that sometimes working with coaching companies can be a little intimidating. If you don't know what questions to ask or you're not sure if it's the right fit, obviously there are many of them. And so I think it's awesome that you were able to go with Dave from MasterTechs. He's a great guy and was a great contributor in our class. And so to hear that you were able to kind of break down some of that barrier where, maybe you'd found coaches that weren't a great fit. And I know you worked with Tara from Topols as well to try and figure out what, if you were going to go to a coach, what would be the things you would ask? So it's awesome to hear that you got to go with Dave, because I know that was a big anxiety for you, is trying to figure out who can come alongside you and work with you on the business. So I'm really happy to hear that. That's awesome.
Was Tara in your group?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Oh, know Tara well.
She was in our class.
She was in the class, not the group. Great.
Yeah.
Wow.
We had an amazing, 35 people there. How quickly we all connected was amazing. I mean, within a day or two, we were all connected, clicking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Clicking and learning about the challenges that we all have. And not just that, I think one of the things that I took away that was really impressive for me is how passionate this industry network is. We're all so passionate about what we do and we care so much about the industry and we all want to help. I've been a firm believer that naturally as human beings, we tend to want to help, but this industry takes it to the next level. And again, the need to support and grow and help young adults coming into the industry is just amazing, which is really huge for us. As we know, not just the lack of technicians, but we have lack of, service managers, even, us that are doing software stuff and just part suppliers. There's such a huge need for this industry. And the people that work in it are just extremely amazing. It just makes me super proud to work with the aftermarket and all of us in this industry to make a difference.
Wow. Lindsay, I'll give you a final word. We'll go around the room here.
Yeah, sure. I'd say that this project and working with this group, I went into Leadership 2.0 really just wanting to learn better ways to interact and better ways to influence in a company, as you move up in a company and as you're working with all different types of personalities. I really just wanted to focus on that. And what I came out with was such a refreshing feeling that our industry is so full of diversity. The next generation of leaders will be agile. It'll be diverse. And I think I came out with just such a better tool set for how to actually leverage all of that diversity and thought, but also just such a bigger network of people to ask questions about the industry and to meet with, to share, to communicate. So I really received back tenfold what I was expecting. I was really just thinking, okay, I'm going to receive some more soft skills training and kind of work on varying, approaches, with different personalities, et cetera. And what I walked out with was just well above where I could ever have imagined. And I've been in the industry now for, over 15 years, I think. So, I think it's just an awesome thing for anyone to participate in, and been so awesome learning about, Johnny's business and the metrics and things that are needed at a shop level as a whole different part of the industry. I had no idea. So it's been really awesome getting to know everybody and looking forward to staying in touch and continuing to chat, as I know we have been.
And be a preacher. I love what you just said, getting to know and giving and sharing and serving. So be a preacher to the rest of the industry and be a preacher to all the service professionals that you know you touch. Jason, as a rep, you touch them in ways that you probably don't. So not that you're an industry veteran of 20 plus years that you don't understand his business, but you may not understand it to the degree Johnny has to. And what better way to know how you can do steerage through the channels? I so badly just want to get in front of salespeople from WDs and jobbers and tell them, stop selling this way, start selling this another way. And I think the way is not about the flyer. It's not about the price of the oil special today. It's, I have information for you that will make you bigger, better, and stronger. And that's why we do business. Jason, last word.
I mentioned earlier, it's got a new perspective on the industry as a whole. And then when it comes to shop owner like Johnny, a whole different perspective. I walk in and I sell the product. I got the flyer. I try to tell them how this is going to make their job easier and what have you. But listening to Johnny and the other shop owners in our group, our class, really gives you an insight on the challenges they're facing. Mm-hmm. And it makes me think, well, what else do I have in my arsenal that I can use to help them out with those challenges?
And that's the way to think about it and never stop. And one day you're going to bump into something that Johnny and or the rest of the service professionals can use.
I agree with everyone here. And just again, just coming out of there with understanding the aftermarket even furthermore and wanting to coming out of there, like Johnny said, with lots of ideas. And again, mm-hmm. to Jason's point, what resources do I have? How can I help the industry? It's just, it motivates me. And it makes me feel that much more better about what I do. Been in the industry for over 20 years. And so I just aged myself. But now, just gaining further knowledge and understanding how everybody works together to grow together and keep pushing each other. And we're not the only ones. Sometimes we kind of feel like we're kind of in our own little island grinding day in, day out. And just understanding now and knowing more people in the network, like both Lindsay and Jason said, mm-hmm. you can reach out and talk to these people and be supportive, right, for each other. It's just mm-hmm. an amazing feeling and definitely encourage leadership 2.0. And we want to see a lot more Johnnies out there and winning. Absolutely. At the end of the day.
And thank you so much for bringing this whole topic to me. I sure appreciate it. Now, we're going to have this guy who bats cleanup here do the last word from him. Johnny, you got the spotlight. What can we tell the industry? Any final takeaway?
One thing that probably struck me the most in the leadership was the case studies that we had, And so one of them happened to be a failed succession. And then, just everything that was told about through that case study, I think the number was, I can't remember exactly, 20% of successions fail, 20% make it, 80%
yeah.
fail.
Yeah, are you talking about a family succession?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The numbers are high. They don't make it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I thought we hit it out of the, out of the park with our project with, making a playbook for that to not happen. So, mm-hmm. and I mean, it got me focused and in line with what I need to do to not fail. So,
mm-hmm. Yep. And we're here for you. We're rooting for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You are going to be under the microscope now. And so.
Right, no pressure, right? No pressure.
You're our case study.
This team's expectations are awfully high. And one day, just watch, they'll walk in the door and say, all right, what's going on here? This was great. Thank you so much for bringing the Leadership 2.0 project for your group. I appreciate it. I'm an alumni of that. Johnny Weber from Weber's Automotive the inspiration of this entire group meeting for Leadership 2.0. Alda Rodriguez, Sales Manager, Service Dealer Solutions, and from Epicor Software. Lindsay Maurer, Standard Motor Products, the Pricing Manager, North American Business, and Jason Caldwell, Director of Sales and Partner at RPS Marketing, Sales Rep. Thank you all so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Carm.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.